My name is Angelica Kovach. I am 33 years old, the mother of two beautiful children, and I am a registered nurse in a neonatal ICU. In November of 2019, we discovered that we were going to have our second baby, and I was so excited, but so scared. Especially as COVID-19 became more of a prevalent threat. I also completely understood all of the horrible things that could happen to me or to my son during my pregnancy, during his birth, things that I've seen on our unit as a nurse. But I tried to keep myself healthy. I tried to keep him safe. On May 31st, I was working my third shift of three. And as I was sitting there charting at the end of the day, I didn't feel him move. I remember feeling him move around 2:30 or 3 p.m. But things had been so busy that I just hadn't noticed any slowing of his movement. I thought that it was odd, but I tried to put it out of my mind. I thought that it was all in my head. Triage is just down the hall from where I work, and I could have gone there at any point during that day. But I didn't want to be considered somebody who was going to triage for anxiety purposes, even though I know that that is 100% valid reason to go to triage. Now, at that moment, I didn't know if I was going to be treated like a hysterical pregnant mom. So I went home. I had dinner, I took a shower, still no significant movement. Now I believe that any movement that I did feel, if any, was just my son shifting around as I moved in the amniotic fluid. I started a kick count a little after midnight, and still wasn't feeling anything. And 23 minutes in, after pulling out my stethoscope, I couldn't find his heartbeat. So I called triage and they told me to come in. I told my husband to stay home because the following day was Monday, everyone was going to work. And I didn't want to sound the alarms if nothing was wrong. And I was just going to be home before breakfast anyway. So I drove to the hospital in silence by myself. I told my son that we were going to be okay. And I tried to contemplate any possible thing that could be causing decreased movement. I think to some extent I was preparing myself for potentially having to deliver him. And if I'm being honest, a NICU stay is something that I could have handled. I could have managed that. When I got to the hospital, it was so late that they were funneling everybody through the emergency department. The nurse who was there gave me a surgical mask, asked me if I knew where triage was, and wished me luck. And I walked those familiar halls with so much dread. When I got out to triage, I filled out some paperwork. They got me settled in the room and got me hooked up to the Doppler, but couldn't find my son. nurse said that she's going to put in an order for an ultrasound and said that she was going to bring the doctor on call in to take a look. And I was so scared because when you need an ultrasound machine to find the baby, it's generally not good. The doctor arrived a little bit after 2 a.m. with the ultrasound machine, and he apologized for getting there so late. He said that he had gotten there as fast as he possibly could, and that he said some prayers on the way, which I thought was very sweet. But it didn't really make me feel any better about what was happening. He started the ultrasound, traced back and forth on my belly. At this point, I had my shirt bunched up above my abdomen in a death grip. And everything was so quiet. He traced back and forth for a long time and looked at me and said, "I just have to be absolutely sure." I remember asking myself, absolutely sure of what? But I just as quickly answered my own question. I could see tears starting to well up in my doctor's eyes. And he traced back and forth for a little bit longer. I could see the screen at a bit of an angle. And my son was just not moving. He was so still. Finally, the doctor put the wand down and started to cry and said, "I am so, so sorry." At that point, I fell apart too. And my husband sent me a text message. I guess he had woken up at that point and realized how late it was, how long I'd been gone, and asked if I was okay. I called him and asked him if he could come to the hospital. I remember that I didn't tell him any of the specifics, because at that point, not a single one of us had used the words gone or dead or no heartbeat. And if I uttered any of those words, it would make it real, and this could not be real. It took my husband 20 minutes to get to the hospital. And the entire time, I was rocking back and forth, crying, and saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so, so sorry," over and over again to my son. At that point, I believe it was about 2:15 a.m., with my daughter, I'd had a C-section because I was diagnosed with cephalopelvic dysproportion. And my son was big enough that I didn't think that I would be able to deliver him vaginally either. So we opted for a repeat C-section, which is what we had planned to do anyway. And I remember at about 6:15 or 6:30, they wheeled me into the OR and got me ready for surgery. When they moved me over to the operating table, they had me lean forward so that they could do the spinal. And in the corner of the room was my heart chart. And on it was pasted a giant purple butterfly. And if I had calmed down at any point in that time, I began to sob again. The OR was silent, with the exception of my crying. But despite that, I knew exactly the moment that my son was born. Because I suddenly felt so empty. One of the nurses or the assisting doctors, I can remember, she cried out and said, "He's so beautiful." They moved my son to the radiant warmer, and my husband got up from my side and took a look at my baby boy, our baby boy, and said, "He looks just like Pippa, just like his big sister." I started to cry even harder. And then they bundled him up and brought my son over to me. And his cheek was so warm against mine that I could have been convinced that he was alive. At that point, I was 33 weeks and 5 days along. My son, Ezra Wild Kovach, was born sleeping at 6:42 a.m. on June 1st of 2020. He weighed 4 pounds and 15 ounces and was 19 inches of perfection. We were able to hold him for a little under 9 hours. I think they would have let us keep him for longer, but his body was just starting to deteriorate. And the hospital was so wonderful, they actually allowed my parents and my husband's parents to come and to see our baby, to meet him, say hello and goodbye, and my brother and sister-in-law. It was really a hard, horrible, wonderful day, all wrapped into one. After getting home, in my research, trying to figure out what had happened, because there really was no answer for us regarding what had happened, why we had lost our baby, I discovered the Star Legacy Foundation, and the very first thing that I attended was a seminar facilitated by Dr. Jason Collins, an umbilical cord specialist. And I hoped that he would give me an aha moment. As I was looking on the website, though, I discovered all of the resources for bereaved parents. I joined a couple of the support groups, which I still attend to this day because they are just so helpful. And I found all of the material that has been compiled for bereaved parents and for expectant parents to ensure that they can have as healthy a pregnancy as possible, as good an outcome as possible. I heard about the research being done to prevent other families from having to experience this pain. And I grew to appreciate the Star Legacy Foundation for its commitment to helping families and to protect babies. It was here that I also learned about Dr. Harvey Kleiman, who ultimately was the one who determined what had happened to my son. We lost him because he had experienced several days of umbilical cord compression, despite the fact that it was not outwardly obvious that that had been the case when he was born. I appreciate the Star Legacy Foundation and everything that they are doing right now to help parents who have lost and parents who are currently expecting. I appreciate their commitment to research and for the support that they have provided to me and my family in this most devastating season of our lives. Thank you so much for all you do. Please keep it up.